This is a repeat of Q&A 304 practiced test, ducks eliminated, at 225 words per minute. Ready?
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm an environmental protection officer working for the Ministry of Environment, Province of Alberta.
How long have you worked for Alberta Environment, sir?
7 years.
Sir, how did you get involved in this file?
I was tasked with doing a search of the industry approval file.
And that industry approval file is a rather considerable group of documents?
Yes, it is.
And when you reviewed those files, those historical files, sir, what were you looking for?
I was looking for any information concerning migratory birds and Syncrude's bird deterrent program involving their tailings ponds as well as the tailings ponds themselves.
Okay, and I understand you did an historical review and you excised the documents you thought were relevant to those inquiries?
Yes, I did.
I understand the first document talks about potential hazards of the tailings ponds to migratory birds and various techniques such as recovering bitumen in tailings ponds, as well as an effective and efficient bird deterrent program designed to make tailings ponds as unattractive to the birds as possible.
Yes.
Sir, I understand also that document gives some information as to the composition of the tailings pond in this particular case.
It did, yes. It had a table there comparing, I believe, the tailings water with upstream and downstream water in the Athabasca River.
And I take it, sir, that's why you included it in the materials that you have?
Yes, because it dealt with composition of the tailings pond water itself.
Okay, the third document that you have in front of you, what is that, sir?
This came again during the environmental assessment process as a submission from the Renewable Resources Board with Fort McKay, and it dealt with traditional use of migratory birds in the Athabasca Valley Corridor, and they basically spoke about the harvesting of migratory birds in the spring in addition to the fall, but the spring birds being in much better physical condition, their feathers in better condition, and it served traditional use more in the spring than it did in the fall.
Are you a hunter yourself, sir?
I am.
And are you also familiar with the fact that ducks taste better in the spring?
I worked in the north for many years, and I'm well aware that migratory birds are harvested in the spring by First Nations folks, yes.
The document at tab 4, sir, what's that?
This again comes during the environmental impact assessment from Fort McKay, and again, they're talking about traditional use, the importance of the birds to the community in the spring, and the fact that there are a good number of birds that migrate through the area.
And the document at tab number 5, sir?
This is an environmental study done to assess the environmental impact for Syncrude, and in this document was an accounting of the water bird species utilizing the Athabasca River Valley Corridor, in addition to the issue of migration and staging, they talked about a number of lakes and water body complexes in the local study area that took in the Aurora Mine and talked about the attractiveness of these various lakes to staging waterfall and the fact that the waterfall may be attracted to the tailings ponds on the way to and from these staging areas. Curl Lake was one that they mentioned in the study, but it basically dealt with the issue of the staging of migratory birds in the local area and the migration of the birds through the area.
Help me, sir. Under 4.7, 1.4, the section on water birds, the third paragraph, the two most important lakes in the vicinity of the Aurora Mine for water birds are McClellan Lake, located 15 kilometers north of the LSA, and Curl Lake, which is partially within the LSA. What does LSA mean to you, sir?
LSA is an abbreviation for the local study area. That deals with where the mine site is. They also refer to an RSA, which is the regional study area.
Under the section of raptors, sir, there's also a reference not simply to water birds but to raptors as well.
Well, they did reference raptor species in the area utilizing the same migration corridor. Some of these raptors do in fact migrate, but I think it came more in the context of the First Nations actively harvesting large owls, for example, for traditional food use.
And again, sir, this is part of the file dealing with the environmental assessment that predated the Aurora Mine being approved?
Yes, that's right.
What is the document at tab 6, sir?
This particular document was a additional information requested of Syncrude and the information provided by Syncrude. In particular here, there were comments on the environmental impact assessment by Environment Canada, which included comments on the use of the area by migratory birds, in addition to the potential for the birds being attracted to the tailings ponds, and Syncrude's response to Environment Canada, saying that they shared those concerns. And because they had operated an effective deterrent program, which they had been commended for by Environment Canada at the Mildred Lake Tailings Pond over the years, they They felt sure that they would be able to mitigate the attraction of the ponds by having an effective bird deterrent program, as well as maintaining control of bitumen flowing into the tailings pond itself.
Again, sir, just so we understand this document, this is additional information concerning the Syncrude Aurora Mine application?
That's right. This was submitted to Alberta Environment as part of the environmental impact assessment, and I also included it in addition because Environment Canada identified issues with the shorelines of the tailings pond area. That was not quite 6 minutes, but it was a steady 225 words per minute. Get ready now for the new unfamiliar test that I think will dictate at 200 and 225, maybe 180. We'll see.